The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. This one from Woman's Day. Dog picnic treats. Not all your cookout favorites are safe for Fido. Here's what he can and can't try. So feed this, carrot sticks or baby carrots, instead of high-sodium potato chips or pretzels. Feed a little grilled chicken with no marinade, not fatty meat like steak, hamburger, or hot dog. Feed fresh blueberries or strawberries, not grapes or raisins. Feed a few dog treats, but no desserts that could contain chocolate or xylitol. And last, feed raw or grilled zucchini. No carb-heavy potato or pasta salad, especially no onion and garlic. From Real Simple, the short list, five books that won't disappoint. First, this one's great for a book club. Magazine editor Justine is surprised when she bumps into her childhood crush, Nick. While they're catching up, he reveals his obsession with horoscopes, specifically the ones in her publication. When Justine begins editing the astrology column, she gets a little creative with her rewrites to sway Nick into realizing they're meant for each other. Minnie Dark, D-A-R-K-E, her star-crossed, that's the title, star-crossed, is a charming love story with deeper points about belief and consequences. Next, a caregiver memoir called Lady Sitting, all one word. Laureen Carey, C-A-R-Y, recounts her grandmother's rich life, one that spanned a century, from the Great Migration to the election of the first black president, and her final year at age 100 when she moved in with Carey. The author movingly portrays what it's like caring for a loved one, bureaucratic frustrations, angry outbursts and all, and reckons with her grandmother's contradictions. Next, a fantastical coming-of-age piece. 11-year-old Netta dreams of becoming an astronaut, while her father longs to find a way to slow time, literally, to keep his daughter young a bit longer. But this time-altering device goes horribly awry. Decades later, Netta is on a mission to another planet when her ship malfunctions. In Light from Other Stars, that's the title, Light from Other Stars, Erica Swiler, S-W-Y-L-E-R, masterfully connects these two narratives to reach a stunning conclusion. Next, an adventure tale. At 19 years old, Lara Pryor Palmer signed up for the Mongol Derby, widely considered the hardest and, at about 620 miles, longest horse race in the world. With little endurance riding experience and almost no preparation, she wasn't even expected to finish. In her stylish, thrilling memoir, Rough Magic, Pryor Palmer charts the grueling physical and mental race and shows how she embraced her ambition to become the first female winner. I'll spell her last name, Pryor Palmer, P-R-I-O-R-P-A-L-M-E-R. Rough Magic. And last, a family saga, as the title of Juliette Gramese's novel, and I'll spell her name, G-R-A-M-E-S, The Seven or Eight Deaths of Stella Fortuna is the title. Stella has had a lot of brushes with death. While growing up in poverty in Italy, she's horribly burned by hot oil. Much later, she falls and is lobotomized, waking up suddenly hating her sister. The novel's unnamed narrator traces Stella's life through these near misses. The result is a portrait of a resilient woman who, despite the often brutal, patriarchal world she lives in, carries on. From Woman's Day, Bring On the Calm. Is our noisy world hurting your health? Recapture some peace and quiet to boost your well-being. Clang, ping, buzz, roar. Rumble, rumble, clang, boom. No matter where you are right now, chances are you're surrounded by noise. Maybe you're in your backyard and the kids next door are yelling. Someone down the block has revved up a super loud lawnmower, and there goes a plane overhead. Maybe you're sitting in your living room in what should be pure quiet, but what you hear is a constant high-tech hum emanating from your fridge or your smart TV. Yes, any of these scenarios may be a little annoying or downright crazy-making, but it's having an impact on more than your mood, says Rick Neitzel, Ph.D., Director of the Environmental Health Promotion and Policy Master of Public Health Program at the University of Michigan. For starters, it may be affecting your hearing. The American Speech-Language Hearing Association estimates that 30 million Americans are exposed to dangerous noise levels on a regular basis. That's up from 10 million just a few years ago. Then there's the other toll of all this constant racket. One study in the journal PLOS One, PLOSONE, found that being strongly annoyed by noise is associated with increased depression and anxiety. Meanwhile, additional research has shown that exposure to noise can spike blood pressure, heart rate, and the release of stress hormones. Even though, from a mental perspective, we've adapted to our loud world and become remarkably good at screening out certain noises, our nervous systems are still responding, says Neitzel. That means the near constant buzzing, humming, pinging, clunking, roaring, and banging around you affects you on a deep level, whether you're consciously bothered by it or not. If the brain perceives a sound as alarming or even just annoying, it sets off a surge of cortisol, adrenaline, and other stress hormones that help you run from a threat, explains Amanda Edwards, clinical audiologist at Vanderbilt University. The problem? This hormonal response also tends to happen when you're startled by sounds that aren't life-threatening, like car alarms, jackhammers, or loud laughter at a restaurant, and can elicit potentially unhealthy physiological responses, says Paul Salmon, Ph.D., associate professor in the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences at the University of Louisville in Kentucky. A growing number of researchers say the impact noise has on your body, mind, and mood is too great to ignore. Chronic noise, like frequent exposure to road traffic and planes flying overhead, causes small injuries to your hair cells in your ear, which transmit sound signals to the brain. Those hair cells can recover if you give them the chance. Think of them like a patch of grass, says Edwards. If you trample on grass, it'll lie down and eventually spring back up. In the same way, exposure to loud noise knocks the hair cells down temporarily and they pop back up within a matter of days. But if you don't give them a break, they may never pop back up, and your hearing will be impaired. While the noise most people are exposed to regularly isn't likely to lead to significant hearing loss, it is disturbing your sleep, affecting your ability to focus, and messing with your stress hormones, all of which can contribute to heart disease, says Neitzel. Research has even found that loud music can drive unhealthy food choices, and the chronic stress reaction from constant noise has been linked to diabetes, respiratory disorders, and cancer. But the good news is there are smart strategies to help you deal with our jangling world. So, here are our strategies. Get out into nature and listen. The sounds you hear when you take a walk in the woods or sit on a beach, birds chirping, leaves rustling, waves lapping, produce the opposite effect of the noise you're exposed to in cities and suburbs, says Rachel Buxton, Ph.D., a Colorado State University postdoctoral researcher who studies the impact of noise pollution. A growing body of evidence shows that when you go into a natural area, it makes you more focused, boosts mood, improves memory, and lowers stress levels, Buxton says. Next, fight noise with white noise, especially at night. Research shows that even when people think they've slept through certain sounds, they've had cardiovascular responses that activated their fight-or-flight response. A sound machine, a humidifier, or another form of white noise can help. Load up your diet with produce. Studies show a specific connection between eating and hearing. Produce is rich in antioxidants, which can help prevent damage to hair cells in the inner ear. Start meditating. Once you become aware of the sounds you're exposed to, you may realize just how noisy your life is, and you may feel even more annoyed by the constant clamoring. One good anecdote is meditation. You learn to say, okay, that's just sound, rather than get into this elaborate story about the annoying car horn or the oblivious coworker, says Salmon. The result? You won't feel so riled up by what's causing the ruckus. And at least some of the impact of our clattering, buzzing, banging world will roll right off you. And the last one, upgrade to noise-canceling headphones. They're worth the price if you can swing it. They block background sounds well enough that you'll be able to listen to something at a quieter level, says Colleen Leprell, head of the audiology degree program at the University of Texas at Dallas School of Behavioral and Brain Sciences. Woman's Day's pick is the Trelab Z2, and then model Z2, wireless noise-canceling headphones, $89 at treblab.com, treblab.com. From Good Housekeeping, their cleaning lab, DIY Clean Kitchen Solutions tackle the biggest messes with common household items. First, a stained cutting board. To remove barbecue sauce stains and smells, run the cut side of a lemon over the board before washing. For extra cleaning power, sprinkle with salt or baking soda first. How about grimy counters? Make an all-purpose cleaner to wipe away oil splatters from frying. Combine 4 tablespoons baking soda and 1 quart warm water and apply with a sponge. Wipe dry. And a sticky oven? Pie filling bubbled over and is clinging to the bottom? Try placing a hot, wet cloth on top of the spot while the oven's still warm but not hot to help soften that gunk. Then scrub with a heavy-duty pad and wipe dry. From Real Simple, 4 simple tips for hosting a book club. Ring in spring or summer by picking a new page-turner, inviting your friends over. 1. Schedule, but don't overschedule. Allotting 30 minutes for socializing and light bites, then an hour for book discussion and time for dessert will help things flow smoothly. As the host, you should steer, but don't feel glued to a rigid schedule. If guests are having fun catching up, let that run long. Next, pick a festive theme. Selecting a seasonal theme, or even one with a connection to the book you're reading, helps to add an unexpected twist that will delight your guests. Try focusing on spring. The cheerful vibe and soft color palette offer endless inspiration. 3. Plan a light menu. Choose foods that are easy to carry and eat over conversation. Think assorted cheese and charcuterie for the start of the get-together, and desserts like macarons and mini cupcakes for the end. Offer wine and non-alcoholic options like sparkling water. And last, set the buffet table. Book clubs are casual, so rather than feeling the need to host a sit-down dinner, set up a buffet instead. You've already selected your theme. Make it come to life with cheerful floral arrangements and stacks of favorite books. From Good Housekeeping, your eyes may be a window to more than your soul. Right now, an Alzheimer's diagnosis is typically made only once cognitive and behavioral changes are already apparent. But in a recent study that compared eye scans of Alzheimer's patients to those of healthy people, researchers found that Alzheimer's sufferers had less dense blood vessels in their retinas and other eye changes. The eyes are an extension of the brain. The small blood vessels share anatomical and physiological properties, so changes in the brain are also likely happening in the eye, says study co-author Sharon Fekrat, MD, professor of ophthalmology at Duke University School of Medicine. While there is no cure for Alzheimer's, earlier detection would mean candidates would be identified for clinical trials sooner, paving the way for new treatments. From Woman's Day, the best time to eat a snack. A case of the nibbles usually creeps up when you're feeling bored or blue, but that doesn't mean you should never snack. It turns out munching on something healthy, like a small apple with string cheese, a few hours after breakfast and then again after lunch, can keep your blood sugar steady, meaning you won't overdo it at your next meal, says registered dietitian Melissa Rifkin. In fact, dips in your blood sugar level could explain why you feel tired and cranky by mid-afternoon. To make sure your craving is coming from your gut, busy your mind before you hit the vending machine. Take a 3-minute walk, then assess if you're still hungry, suggests Joan Salge Blake, RDN, author of Nutrition and You. If you are, commence the snacking. And don't worry, science gives you permission. For a healthy snack, try air-popped popcorn with a few almonds. And from Real Simple, this is a fun, humorous piece called Self-Care Practices for Realists. All right, so here they are. I will bend my knees today. Getting into and out of bed counts. I will take one deep breath today. Inhaling to yell, stop, don't eat that, at the dog counts. I will eat thoughtfully. All foods, including gum, count. I will look with love and kindness upon at least one person, refraining from rolling my eyes at the woman who cut in front of me in the school drop-off line, counts. I will take the time to listen closely to someone, enduring my boss's running commentary about her daughter's search for a prom dress, counts. I will explore aromatherapy, noticing that Joanne once again used the office microwave to heat up sauerkraut, counts. I will get a massage. Falling asleep in the broken massage chair while waiting for my daughter to finally choose which phone case she wants from the kiosk in the mall counts. I will learn a new hobby. Making a list of realistic self-care ideas counts. I will listen to a song I enjoy. Catching 30 seconds of that Fuji's song playing over Target's loudspeaker as I pick up milk counts. I will make time to read more. Leaving open a browser tab for an investigative journalism story I intend to get around to someday counts. I will learn a new yoga pose. Bracing the door open while I scream for the cat to come back in counts. I will take a bath. Getting soaked to the skin by my son splashing in his bath counts. I will write one letter of gratitude. Sending my sister a poop emoji counts. I will get enough sleep. Streaming The Good Place at 2 a.m. counts. Kristen Bell appears to get enough sleep. And last, I will develop a soothing evening ritual. Remembering to close the laptop before I fall asleep counts. Actually, turning it off means that myself has been fully and lovingly cared for, and I am complete. From Woman's Day, clever uses for butter. Start spreading the news. 1. Prevent sticky fingers. While baking, slather a thin layer of butter all over your hands before mixing cookie batter or making crispy rice treats to keep your hands from getting sloppy. 2. Slip off your ring. Use a bit of butter to loosen a tight ring stuck on your finger. 3. Make the medicine go down. If you have a hard time swallowing pills, rub them with a light coating of butter before taking them with water. 4. Dislodge gum from your hair or your child's. Massage butter into the offending wad to slide it easily from tangled locks. And 5. Calm your cat. When guests come to visit, rub a little bit of butter on the tops of your kitty's paws to keep her occupied while she acclimates to the new company. Did you know it was common practice in 16th century England to give newlyweds butter, which was considered a symbol of wealth and fertility? From Family Circle, and this is from Master Chef Junior, barbecue chicken, roasted potatoes, and grilled corn with chipotle butter. We've got recipes. First, the barbecue sauce and chicken. This serves 4. You need 1/4 cup EVU, that's extra virgin olive oil, 1 cup diced yellow onion, 1 tablespoon chopped garlic, 1 cup red wine vinegar, 1 cup molasses, 1 cup ketchup, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, salt and pepper to taste, 4 bone-in chicken thighs, and 4 chicken drumsticks. In a large pot over medium, heat olive oil, then add onion and garlic. Sweat for a few minutes, stirring without browning. Add the next 4 ingredients. Bring to a simmer and reduce until slightly thickened, about 12 minutes, stirring constantly. Once the sauce can coat the back of a spoon, taste and season with salt and pepper. Season the chicken with salt and pepper, too. Heat grill to medium-high. Grill the chicken until golden brown, 4 to 5 minutes each side. When chicken is nearly cooked, start to brush with the barbecue sauce. Continue grilling the chicken until cooked through and the temperature inside reaches 165 degrees. The chipotle butter and corn. You need 1 stick butter, softened, 1 tablespoon chipotle in adobo, chopped, 1/4 teaspoon chipotle chili powder, 4 ears of corn on the cob, cut in half, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, and salt to taste. In a small bowl, mix butter with chipotle in adobo and the chipotle chili powder until thoroughly combined. In a large bowl, toss the corn with olive oil and season with salt. Grill on a hot grill, 1 to 2 minutes per side until caramelized. Remove corn from grill and brush with chipotle butter while still hot. And last, roasted red bliss potatoes. 4 cups or 1.5 pounds red bliss potatoes quartered, 2 tablespoons minced shallots, 1 teaspoon chopped garlic, 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper to taste, 2 tablespoons chives chopped, and 2 tablespoons parsley chopped. Heat oven to 350. In a large bowl, toss potatoes, shallots, and garlic in olive oil. Season with salt and pepper. Spread on a sheet tray lined with parchment and roast 35 minutes or until golden brown outside and tender inside. Toss roasted potatoes with chives and parsley. Next, from Woman's Day, pappardelle with crab, snap peas, orange, and chilies. Active time is 20 minutes, total 25. This serves 4 at a cost of $3.01 per serving. You need 12 ounces pappardelle or another wide pasta, 2 tablespoons cold unsalted butter, 1 tablespoon finely grated orange zest plus 1/4 cup fresh orange juice, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 8 ounces sugar snap peas halved on a diagonal, 2 red chilies thinly sliced, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 2 6-ounce cans of crab meat, drained and picked over, and 1/4 cup basil leaves. Cook the pasta per package directions, drain and toss with butter, orange zest, and orange juice. Meanwhile, heat oil in a large skillet on medium-high. Cook the snap peas until lightly browned, 2 minutes. Add chilies and cook 1 minute. Remove from heat and toss with pasta, lemon juice, crab, and basil. And another from Women's Day, mint and walnut pesto lasagna noodles. Active time 20 minutes, total time 25, serves 4 at a cost of $1.66 per serving. You need 12 ounces lasagna noodles broken into large pieces, 3/4 cup flat leaf parsley, 3/4 cup mint leaves, 2 tablespoons walnuts, 1 small clove garlic, 6 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1/4 cup grated pecorino cheese, 1/4 cup grated parmesan, kosher salt and pepper, and ricotta cheese for serving. Cook pasta per package directions, reserving 1 cup pasta water, then drain the pasta and return it to the pot. While the pasta is cooking, place herbs in a strainer basket, dunk the strainer basket with the herbs in it, into boiling water for 3 seconds, then run cold water over it. Using your hand, squeeze all the water out of the herbs. In a blender, chop walnuts, garlic, and 3 tablespoons oil. Add blanched herbs, cheeses, remaining 3 tablespoons oil, and 1/2 teaspoon salt, and puree, adding 1 to 2 tablespoons pasta cooking water as necessary to help blend until very smooth. Place pesto in a large bowl, add pasta, and toss to coat, adding some reserved pasta water if pasta seems dry. Dollop with ricotta. From Good Housekeeping, some instant sangrias. Mix up 1 or more of the fruit bases below, then top each one with a regular-sized, or 750 milliliter, bottle of wine. The first one, ginger grape. In a pitcher, muddle 1 cup red or black seedless grapes, 1/4 cup brown sugar, and 2 tablespoons grated fresh ginger. Add 2 more cups of grapes and 1 2-inch piece of fresh ginger sliced. And then top it off with your wine. The next one, berry lemon basil. In a pitcher, muddle 1.5 pints raspberries, 1/4 cup granulated sugar, and 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. Add another 1.5 pints of raspberries, 1/2 pound of strawberries, hulled, 1 lemon sliced, and 1/4 cup basil leaves. And then top it off with the wine of your choice. And the last one, vanilla citrus honey. In a pitcher, whisk together 1 cup fresh orange juice and 3 tablespoons honey. Scrape in pulp from 1 vanilla bean, cut horizontally in half, and whisk again. Then add scraped vanilla bean and 2 oranges, sliced. And then top off with the wine of your choice. Also good housekeeping, grilled leek potato salad. That's leek the vegetable. Active time, 20 minutes, total time, 40. You need 2 pounds new red potatoes, kosher salt and pepper, 2 medium leeks, white and light green parts only, halved lengthwise, 3 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon finely grated lemon zest, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 2 tablespoons cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons whole grain mustard. Heat grill to medium-high. Place potatoes in a large pot. Add enough cold water to cover by 2 inches and bring to a boil. Add salt. Add 2 teaspoons salt. Reduce heat and simmer till just tender, 12 to 15 minutes. Drain and run under cold water to cool. While potatoes cook, brush leeks with 2 tablespoons oil, then place on grill, cut sides down, and grill covered until charred and nearly tender, 6 minutes. Turn and cook 2 minutes more. Transfer to a bowl, cover with plastic wrap, and let sit at least 5 minutes. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, combine lemon zest, pepper flakes, vinegar, mustard, remaining 3 tablespoons oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Halve the potatoes, or quarter if they're very large, chop leeks, and toss with vinaigrette, then fold in the potatoes. And this serves 8. From Real Simple, As we move through the day, so much of our attention ends up being directed outward toward our partner, kids, boss, social media. It's easy to become so focused on others that our own needs fall by the wayside. Try this exercise anytime you feel the need to check in with yourself. Sit comfortably with your spine upright and your palms resting on your thighs. Start with your eyes open and softly gaze about 6 feet in front of you. Take a few slow breaths through the nose and note any physical sensations that come to your awareness. What parts of your body are calling attention to themselves the most? Is any part of you feeling achy, cold, tense? Now close your eyes. Take another deep breath in and exhale out. How is the experience of your inner space different since closing your eyes? Continue to deeply inhale and exhale 5 more times, watching as your body tells you where it needs the space. And one from Family Circle, the family album. At dinner, we talk about our days by playing Rose, Bud, and Thorn. Rose is the best part of your day. Bud is something you're looking forward to, and Thorn is the worst part. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of the program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.